Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Sturdivant. And now, play ball. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bauer moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman misplays the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. Malzone scores. Gurnett moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Berra moves to second. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Slaughter hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mock hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McDougald bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Slaughter moves to second. One out. Joe Collins pinch hits for Jerry Coleman. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.